something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that Jacob loved his son Joseph because he was the son of his old age. And then, now remember, didn't Joseph have a younger brother? How come if it had something to do with age, how come it wasn't the little guy? Why wasn't the little guy? Why Joseph? And the Bible says he made him a coat of many colors, distinguishing him from everybody. And you know what he called him in prophecy? He said, he who was separate from his brethren. What did Joseph do to get them? Nothing. But where was Joseph found? By his father. Everybody else went out to earth. Where was Joseph? He was with Jacob. Thou shalt delight thyself also in the Lord. He said, and I will cause you to rise upon the high places of the earth. What others are crying for, the Lord delivers right into your hands. Take. See what I mean? See what I mean? What they are crying for? What good Christians, king level Christians, are reaching out their faith to possess? I confess that I receive. I declare that I possess. You just walk right in. It's another level. It's another level. They can't understand it. They can't understand it. You hear words from the Holy Ghost like, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I'm with you. I'm right with you, boy. Keep moving. It's another level. It's called God's greater blessing. God's greater blessing. Did you read about Abraham? When God blessed him and super blessed him. When God super blessed him, the Bible says Abraham was blessed in all things. When he was in the kingly level, the Bible says he was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. But when he moved to the super abundance, the Bible says he was blessed in all things. There wasn't any way to categorize his blessing. He was blessed in all things. Hiya. Woo. What was his calling? God said, I'll bless you and make you a blessing. At that point of your life, you know who you are. You know who you are. You are a blessing. No, when I walk into your house, say Brakesha Namaya. Listen, if you are carrying something, you ought to know you're carrying something. If you're not carrying anything, you ought to know you're not carrying anything. I'm carrying something, brother. When I walk in,
I don't walk in as a man. I walk in under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you know what Jesus said to me? He said, anywhere you go, your blessing comes into it. He said, if the Son of Peace be there, your blessing will abide there. He said, but if the Son of Peace be not there, he said, when you go, your blessing will follow you. We're blessed. Super favored. Listen, we are anointed. We are called with power. We are anointed with the presence of Almighty God. What is the anointing? The anointing, it's a Hebrew word that means to rob. And that's where rub off came from. When God rubs himself on you through fellowship, partnership, participation. He rubs himself on you until they can't tell you from him. Then when you speak, it's the word of God. It will not return to you void. Hallelujah. Are you still in this place? You've got to come into God's greater blessings. When you come into God's greater blessings, you no longer see something you're trying to believe for. You no longer see something you're trying to believe for. You no longer see something you're confessing to possess. You're no longer praying to receive it. Are you catching what I'm talking about now? When you move into that next level of God's greater blessings, you dwell. You understand the meaning of Zion. You dwell in Zion. The Bible says, with an innumerable company of angels. Guess who else is there? Jesus. Guess who else is there? God Almighty! In Zion. The city of the living God. He says, ye are not come to Mount Sinai, but Mount Zion. Others went to Mount Sinai, but you are in Mount Zion. Sinai is a place of judgment. Zion is the presence of God. And when you are there, how could you have a need? You see why the language changes? How could you have a need? How could you be believing for? You just take. Hey. See why I didn't ask him for any of those things? When I get ready for it, we just walk right into it. Glory to God. I said, we've got it. We've got it. I don't pray for them. Don't ask God for no lands. I don't ask God for no equipment. I don't ask Him for any equipment. I don't ask Him for any of those things. And you pastors, you're in this ministry. You don't ask for any of those things. You don't have to pray for them. Oh God, give us a venue. Don't pray for a venue. If you don't have a venue, this city will close up. Don't you understand? Everything that you require to function is available. Don't ask for them. What you need is direction. What you need is this guiding light. So that when you see it, you recognize it. Did you hear what I said? So we don't belong in that group. You know the commanding, oh God, put us on television. Oh God, help us pay our bills. Oh God, give us partners. Oh God, give us this and give us that. Give us what? Don't you understand what it is? When the Bible says we have been called into fellowship with His Son Jesus. You know what that means? Ain't that big to you? Don't you understand what it means when it says that we are in fellowship with the Holy Ghost? It says the koinonia of the Holy Ghost be with you. Oh boy. You know what that means? You know, life is for the living. You get what you bargain for. Are you hearing me? You get what you bargain for. If you don't see it, you can't have it. That's a fact. All the laws of human success cannot work. It's this book, brother. The wisdom is in this book. It's called divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom that makes you think the way you should think. That makes you see what you should see that others cannot see. Oh. Wisdom is a force. Some don't understand it. You have to understand that at that high level, wisdom is a force. When it begins to operate in you, you are beside yourself. When that wisdom takes up its abode in you and begins to control you, all you do is yield yourself. When you speak, it will be God. Oh boy. Whether you're going to turn to the left or turn to the right or move straight, it will be the force of wisdom. You know what wisdom says in the Word, the Bible? He says, by me, kings reign. See, soak yourself. Let your mentality be changed. Altered. Altered. Are you hearing me? Altered. Altered. Altered.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.